Blog Talk Radio.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the board. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hold, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone.
Let that bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad, and I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration. The whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throat. Some black chicks say he up. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
Up in Smoke Radio. I'd like to apologize to the people who's out there waiting on the lines out there. Man, I was having some technical difficulties behind the scenes. Like, it seems like it's starting to be the norm around here of just having technical difficulties. But we're going to power through it just the same. You know what I'm saying? I would like to say shout out to everyone that's listening to me via the internet. Online, you know, calling in all the callers, you know what I'm saying? I want to get this chat room cracking, you know what I'm saying? But we'll power through it. But shout out to you too. I want to, you know, give a shout out to everybody. How's everybody's week going? You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody had a good week. You know what I'm saying? It was Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully everybody was safe out there, you know what I'm saying, and doing what they have to do. But at the end of the day, I have to go straight in today, people. At the end of the day, let me give me like 3 seconds here. Let me let the people know on the Facebook and the Facebook community that I'm live out here because, you know what I'm saying, I like to give, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if people was waiting, you know, due to the technical difficulties, excuse me, you know what I'm saying, but I definitely, you people are definitely going to get a chance to get into my personal life really deep today, in detail, you know what I'm saying, and real detail, you know what I mean, like you're going to really hear some things, and then the homie Rojo, my cousin, my family member, I don't know where he's at. I see a lot of calls out there, and thank you for being patient. You know what I mean? If Rojo, if you're out here, hit that one button, you'll go to the top. Okay, there he goes. Hit your one button, Rojo, and you'll go to the top of the queue. I think I, oh. That was you. You already had your one button in. It's all to the good. We're gonna have him on. We're gonna talk about this whole Facebook type of this is actually not the Facebook thing. The social media, the whole thing that was going on right now. And we're gonna talk about it. Let me just give you something though. Let me bring into my. I think that's him right there. The music. Well, let's see here. This is Rojo. What's going on, cousin? Is that you, Rojo? On the check-in? Is that you?
Yeah, it should be me. I don't know who you clicked in.
The thing is, we talked earlier. I talked to you earlier. I got this new phone, and I didn't get no chance to save my contacts, because usually I can look at the number and just go through my phone, you know what I mean, and see if it's you.
Yeah.
You called me earlier, and I didn't get a chance to even, I didn't even save your number, not thinking that I definitely got this new phone here, you know what I'm saying, but what's going on with you, brother? I'll give you a shout-out again.
Not much, yes. Just sitting at work, talking to you.
Oh, you're
and
at work,
smoke
now.
Radio. Yeah.
Okay, my man. And the thing is, you can sit here and just chime in whenever you feel like it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I'm gonna douge deep today. I'm gonna go deep in my bag. I'm really, and you see the title of the show. You know what I mean? The title of the show is, "Oh my God, what the fuck?" Part 1. Let me just give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to that shit. Let me lick a shot for that one. And
yeah, baby!
Damn, let me turn that down. That shit's loud as hell. But at the end of the day, we're going to have some real talk today. Hopefully, my computer doesn't get messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like we did last week. You know what I'm saying? But I thought I had another computer on the background, but I did not let it charge. You know what I'm saying? And it's all getting all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully I can just power through with this one. You know what I'm saying? I did the whole restart thing and, you know what I'm saying, just let it chill out and let it reboot and all that type of shit. So that's where we at with it right now. But, you know what I'm saying, how was your Memorial Day, cousin? Talk to me. I'll talk back.
It was pretty good. I didn't do much, just kicked it, ate, had a few drinks, called it a day.
Right. I can dig it, man. I can say it like this, man, and this is like I said, this is the episode is called "Oh My God, What the Fuck," Part 1, and it's like basically, you know, we always keep it on this show right here. We always keep it topical. You know what I'm saying? We always keep it topical. And again, I tell you, what I say again, cousin, is called "Oh My God, What the Fuck," Part 1. And I'm going to need you to get your background noise together, cousin, or I'm going to have to, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm going to have to hit you with the infamous mute button. Because today is a day that I want to be crystal clear. I want to be sharp. I want to be on point like a morning joint. I want the people to hear me. And I don't want you messing it up with your track mobile phone.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? So I need you to at least get into a good space to where you can sound crisp and everything like that. Or I'll just put you on hold and just chime in. Actually, you know what I mean? Because at this point in time, I don't even really need your expertise. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to it, and I'm gonna bring you back in, and you know what I'm saying? And you're gonna hear what the fuck happened into my personal life. I got a lot of things on the table today. Actually, you know what we're gonna call this, and this is a theme. And if y'all never heard him, you go out there, Google the guy, whatever. Shot 97, starring Buck Wild. We're gonna call this episode. This is Oh My God, What the Fuck, Part One. Ratchet Nigga Radio.
This ought to be good then.
Yes. I mean, if everybody knows me out there personally, you know what I'm saying? They know I have my problems with alcoholism or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? And I haven't bought a bottle of liquor since March, probably 12th. And I said, you know what? I went ahead and bought me a little pint of fucking Grey Goose. I said, you know what? I'm going to read that today. I'm willing to relapse today. So I got a little Soldier of Goose, and I have my ice in the cup. I got three blunts rolled, and I'm ready to black the fuck out, cousin. I'm about to have
one of them shows.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You might not want to be involved with this because you have your rap career popping, and I don't want anything that comes out my mouth on this platform today to get you in trouble. Or do you just want to? I'll throw out the disclaimer right now to the people listening live on the phone, on the internet, or however you're listening to Up and Smoke Radio. Whatever the fuck comes out my mouth tonight, Rojo the Inferno has nothing to do with it. Nothing. This is me. I'm riding shotgun on this bitch, and we're about to get down and dirty. And now we're not going to get dirty. We're just going to keep it extra real. Because, like I said, we have shows, cousin, about all this, you know, American drug war and 9/11 the inside job, and we talk about frequencies and lower chakras. It's hip-hop. Part of the CIA and all that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm saying no, not today. Today, we're going to be on a nigga shit.
This definitely got to be interesting.
Yeah, oh, man. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth because I told you, like, you know, we talked behind the scenes and you was like, hey, what's the show going to be about today? I said, you know, it's going to be about some Facebook stuff. It's going to be about just basically, basically that's what everybody that we know is on the Facebook platform. Nobody usually uses the Twitter. There's a lot of people that are starting to do the Instagram thing, whatever. But it's like people creating
drama. Well, I use Twitter now, too.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah.
The thing is, if I was close to the board and I was like downstairs, I would give you some props for that. But Twitter, you want to give out your Twitter handle out there for the Twitter listeners?
At Rojo Inferno. R-O-J-O-I-N-F-E-R-N-O.
Oh, dope. But I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to talk to the people today because the thing is, this attention-sinking bullshit is getting on my motherfucking nerves. I'm sick of it. I watch it. Am I going to have to mute you? Because if you can't talk, I'm trying to be serious here.
Oh, I know, but this definitely caught my interest.
Are you done? Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Ask me, are you done laughing?
Okay. Listen, I'm going to talk to the people out there and up in smoking radio land, all the smokeaholics out there. You know what I mean? Everybody has to stop with the attention-seeking shit, okay? It has to stop. It really has to stop. It has to stop. You have to just say, you know what? If I'm going to be cool or something, I mean, do not seek attention, people. Demand attention. And what I mean by that is do something important. Do something cool. Do something innovative for you to us, for us to give you our attention. All this bullshit and trying to coattail off all the like, say if somebody takes a picture of a goddamn rainbow at night or whatever, they're supposed to like whatever. And you know what? And I might be on a rant right now, cousin. Do you hear me, or did you mute yourself?
No,
but
I'm still here.
I'm going to tell you what happened in my personal life, people. You're getting a glimpse into my personal life. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what? I'm going to make this a big fucking deal. A big deal, because I don't really put my personal business out there. Only a few people know that I talk to via telephone, know my business, and know what I go through, and know what I'm going. So actually, I'm gonna give myself some intro music real quick.
Hey,
I can't get my intro music popping? Okay. The board's not popping, but people still hear me, so I'm straight with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight with that. You know what I'm saying? But, okay. Memorial Day weekend. Or last week, Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I just told you about how my contacts, I have no contacts no more. I lost all my contacts, got a new phone, whatever. Some girl, you know, that I have fun with, whatever, you know what I'm saying? We have fun. We, you know what I'm saying? We smoke drugs late at night. Probably watch a half a movie, and then, and by the way, people, this is probably going on about, I don't know, 3:15 in the afternoon, I mean, in the morning, excuse me, that fucking drink of my cup, but, okay, so, numbers change, whatever, never seen this girl in the daytime. Nobody even know, like, all my friends that are my friends are even my side friends. Even my side friends don't know who this woman is. So, cousin, you know, not paying no attention to her. Thursday, last week, Thursday, get a text from this woman. Hey, this is, we'll edit that name because I don't want to put anybody's business out there because these people probably know this person. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you live in the Vandergrift, Leechburg area, Apollo, New Kensington, Salzburg, Abamore area. So, and this is what I mean by creating drama or creating attention, and people will do this, some outlandish fucking shit for attention or to try to create drama, to try to make it seem like you're hotter than what you are when you're not. And make, hey, cousin, make sure I don't forget this point because I have to address some local rappers too. So we might as well just go all out today. So actually, for right now, I just want you to be my mental bookmark. So can you do that for me, please?
Alrighty. Local rappers.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Yeah, because we're gonna address them too. Because I'm not liking their attitudes at all. But we'll get to them later. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna keep it here. I'm gonna keep it right here. So Thursday texts me, okay? Goes out her way to text me to tell me that she had changed her phone number. So me being smart, you know, putting two and two together, you know, let's be smart here, people. Let's think smart. Oh, she wants to have contact with me because, therefore, she changed her number. So she texted me to let me know that she has changed her number letting me know, basically, subliminally, or however you want to put it out there, people. Let's not even talk subliminals or anything like that. Let's not be too deep with this. Let's just keep it right here on the surface. Basically, you're telling me that you want to be in contact with me. I didn't text you and say, hey, this is Smoke Dog, and I had changed my number, and I want to hang out with you more at late night at 3:46 in the morning when everybody's sleeping and you have to come to my back door because I don't want my neighbors to see you.
Did I just say that?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You said it.
Yeah, I said it. I said it. Yeah, I said it. Okay. So now, was it yesterday or the day before? I have actually. Let me go into Mr. Truck. Shout out to my homie out there, Lex Matt KT, that suggested I get a new phone. I do, and I'm loving it. Because I can talk and do shit while I'm on the phone, unlike my other bum-ass phone. I couldn't do a lot of shit. So I can go into my text messages and really, really, really say exactly, because I had to keep it there because I wanted you people to hear this shit. So it goes, hey, Smoke, this is Blit. I got a new number. Just want to let you know, me, text, this is May 18th, people. I say, okay, cool. So, May 25th, we're going to do dates, and if you know me personally, I'm going to keep these, and you can always run up on me and look into my phone personally. So, May 25th, I say, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Get no respond back, fine. No problem. It's no problem at all. So whatever today is, which has to be, what's today? The 27th. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get a motherfucking text back talking about something. I cannot talk to you anymore because of my man. He's the one that called you back. I'm sorry. Please don't call or text me anymore because it's too much drama, and I don't feel like hearing his mouth. We were trying to work things out. I'll hit you up when I can. Sorry. Now let's just hold that right there. Because like I said before, today is we don't have no, like I said, we always keep it up. When we have these shows, we talk about real shit. We talk about media mind control. We talk about 9/11 was an inside job. We talk about the American drug war. We talk about racism. We talk about everything. But today, I was like, oh, no, motherfuck this. I do not like it. It goes on every goddamn day. People seeking attention or people trying to make something out bigger than actually what the fuck it was. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? And I get this shit as if I am bothering you when you gave me your motherfucking number to call you. Now, if you were supposedly working some shit out, how come you just didn't tell me from the rip? You probably was there in front of your motherfucking boyfriend trying to make like I'm up your ass, bothering your bum ass all the time. Actually, I'm not even going to call you bum ass because if I was in a space with you as a friend, then I'm not going to call you out your name now. But you try to make a situation out of something, and I see this happening all the time with people. You're trying to make something big out of something to make it seem like you are motherfucking hot shit. You need to stop. And that goes with social network, if you want to go ahead and do a segue into that. But I'm just not done with this whole shit right there. I want to tell every woman out there, there is shit that is the total norm that everybody does that I don't do. And if I do it, people would say, I am a, I said they. People would say I am a total fucking fool about doing this. You know what I'm saying? If I took a selfie, people would call me stupid. So me texting a girl profusely all the time will never fucking happen. Hence that I don't understand why I got that goddamn fucking response, like as if I'm bothering her. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I don't want any drama, as if me and her boyfriend was goddamn fighting in the middle of the damn street over her. You know what? After all that, cousin, when I got that text, you know what I said after all that? She said, don't text me no more. You know what I said? No problem. It's not a problem at all, because I haven't been texting you. So, you know what I'm saying? Actually, because I talked to one of my homies about it, because it's how much it had me fired up. You know what I'm saying? Like, how dare you act like I'm bothering you? You know what I mean? I'm not bothering you. You know what I'm saying? So my homeboy told me what you were supposed to do is text her back and just say, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. You gave me your number to contact me. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not bothering you. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, I just said no problem just to keep it like that because I'm not trying to do no back and forth type shit. But he said, well, she could have been using you to get back at her man. I said, you know what? That's kind of right, but I have no intentions of fucking talking to her ever again. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm bitter about the situation. Not at all. It's just that the fact that how you tried to set it up like I am actually bothering you, but in hindsight, you were really bothering me by giving your phone number to contact you. So let me throw my Mac and music on real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the board works.
Lady,
I want to tell you right now, woman, nobody's thinking about
you.
Do not overfill
you
yourself.
I
had sex you one time.
I am you.
Act like I was all on your tip. I don't care about if you move on or nothing like that.
So
I'm at the motherfucking crib right now in 5th, 8th, with my feet up and gym shorts with my shirt off. Pause button to the men if you're thinking about me. With the drink in my cup. Don't ever treat me like that. Or any person that's trying to show you attention as if we're on your dog's lap. Don't ever do that again. Ever. I'm not bothering you. We're done with that. Had to get that off real quick, people. I'm on fire today. Well, you want to chime in on that, or are you just going to let me roll?
I'm going to let you roll on that one.
You're just going to let me go? You're just going to let me just see a smoke dog unchained? Oh, my God, what the fuck, part one? Because I plan on doing a part two. This is fucking ridiculous. I'm done with it.
Well, if you're done with that one, it's time for the local rappers to catch their share.
Did you want to take it there? I wait a minute. I got something. I got a flow, dog. Real quick. Just let me flow. Just hold that because we're gonna get there. You know, we're on this fucking radio for an hour, and if we want to go to 2 hours, we can. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I am the king, prince, and president of this motherfucking site. You know what I mean? And they can't do nothing about it.
I just thought you were done, and it was time for the next one now.
No. Because I got to talk to my fellas real quick.
All right.
I have to.
Have at it.
I have to speak to the tribe. Because me being a single guy, you know what I'm saying, and if anybody knows me personally, and that's what so really messed up, you know what I'm saying, and it Because a lot of people out there as listeners, you don't know me personally. You don't know how I rock. You don't know how I get down. You don't, as my as the homie would say, you don't know my swag, my steez, or my motherfucking pedigree. So you don't know how I get down. And like I said before, this is Up and Smoke Radio. We don't have this sexy chick no more saying, hey, if you want to talk to the host, hit the one button. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think, you know what I'm saying? Whoa, that was quick. You know what I mean? And this is what happens when we talk. Somebody goes, you know what I'm saying? I just shut down the conversation and everybody goes to the front line. So we'll get it. You know what I'm saying? 412 and then 552. You're on the air with Up and Smoke Radio. What's cracking?
What's up with it?
What's up with it?
Hey, man, I'm going to chime in on the little shit that you just said about the bruh, right?
Well, hold on, man. Hold on, man. You better introduce yourself correctly, man. This is my cousin, Mrs. D.
See, the problem lies is where, you know, the bitch went out her way to give you her handle and to make sure that you have every way to get a hold of her and so forth. So obviously the bitch wanted something, right? So when the bitch finds out that her and her dude is getting back together and is trying to, you know, reestablish something that they had, the bitch should have went out her way and told you first. So
that's right. That's right. And I'm with you on our family because the thing is, I'm thinking like this. You're trying to create a drama that ain't even there. If why would you give me? And you might have not heard the dates, but there was the dates were so close together. So it was like, okay, you gave me the number. You could have just said, why you gave me the number? You just hit me back like, oh, never mind. Don't even use that number. Me and my dudes getting back together. And you know, fine, cool. You know what I mean? Why would you do it? Then and I text you. I get swerved. You know, whatever. You know, we take that on the chin. You know, it ain't nothing. And then you text me acting like I'm bothering you and blowing your phone up. So I'm going to say like this, real quick. Do you feel as though that just on the surface that women are just looking for a lot of too much attention these days, or this is just an isolated situation?
What's the question?
That was her just looking for too much attention, or just women, period? Because we can't put all the women in a box like that.
Listen, you have to understand this, man. Women now, the new millennium bitches, are just like we were. And I'm going to use that as a past tense. Because, the bitch, all she wanted to do is try to see if she could conquer you. You know what I'm saying? To see if you could have been interested. Sometimes that's all us men need to know. If a bitch could be interested. If we know this bitch is interested, we ain't even gonna try to smash. It's nothing. And that's all.
That's right.
I don't know her motives because I don't know who she is. I probably do know who she is since you ain't saying no names, but I'm just saying, like, if I would know who she is, then I would probably know what her major goal was. Even though it probably could have been, well, I'm going to say this, she was interested in you. However, you know what I'm saying, she chose to, you know what I'm saying, fuck with someone else she fucked with already to try to make her better. You know what I'm saying? To try to make her right where
it
needed.
Yeah.
But I don't know her motives.
And that's what it is. My whole thing about it is the motive was, I feel as though that you're trying to create a situation to where it's that people are fighting over you, and it's really not hot. Like I'm blowing you up your phone, and you're showing this dude this, and then you text me this, and you get to show him this. Like I'm actually bothering you when you're the one that reached out to me.
I don't even know who this bitch is, cuz. But obviously, the bitch done did it a few times already. She's comfortable into that chaotic behavior that she's displaying.
No, and I'll say it like this.
That's chaotic.
And I'll say it like this.
Got you on the hook, on the phone, and telling you in front of him so he knows You know what I'm saying? Like, the bitch did it before. This bitch did that.
Oh, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you what, to all the listeners, and I'll tell you this, people.
To the Walmart, yeah,
this girl, I do not know her. I don't grow up with her. I don't know anything about her. This is a random bitch I met in the bar, softer than a motherfucker.
But that's a random okay.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you her last name, my nigga. I'm gonna tell you the truth. So this is what I'm saying. If you heard what I said, I don't know if you just chiming in or just caught the tail end of the conversation. Like, what happened was I had text her, what up? And, like, you know, you wake up in the morning, you get missed calls and shit, right? I get a missed call from a foreign number. I have no idea who this number is, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, boom, I get a text. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I get two calls from this number. I don't even answer the number. You know how us brothers do. We don't answer numbers we don't know or private numbers. Okay.
Right.
So there, you know what I mean? Somebody better hit you with the text and say, "Hey, yo, this is me," and then they call you. You know what I'm saying? So I get this. This is like a 4:30 in the morning call. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead to the world. 7 in the morning, dead to the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my nasty Nas. I'm doing the sleep as the cousin of death. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, 7 o'clock. You know, whatever, I see this, you know what I mean, then want something, I get a text from this number, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? I'm thinking somebody's texting me the wrong number, because I was talking to my homegirl earlier. I'm like, yo, somebody text me Happy Mother's Day. So maybe I was thinking that it was a wrong number. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's text. Then I go to the phone, and I'm like, oh, this is her. So I'm like, at the end of the day, ain't nobody worried about you. Bitch, I didn't even save your number.
Right.
I didn't save your number. You know what I mean? And I got a new phone, and everybody knows, everybody out there listening, whether you're online or, you know what I'm saying, or listening to on the internet.
You like it?
When you get a new phone, you want to keep all your contacts. You want to keep all the new contacts. I wasn't even thinking about her to even keep her number in my phone.
Yeah.
So... I didn't like that vibe at all. When I heard that, when she texted me that shit, I was about to feel like. I didn't deserve all that. What are you giving me? What are you giving me? You know what I'm saying? What am I getting this for? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if you feel like it, I know exactly who this is. If you feel like it, and I hope you stay on, because I'm a parlay, and I know you can chime in, because I got to talk to my fellas real quick, because my fellas
right.
been out here slipping. You know what I'm saying? My fellas been out here slipping. But tell the people who you are, what you're representing, and how they can get in contact with you if they want to get in contact with you, because I know you got a good hustle out there. You know what I'm saying? You got the photos popping. You got the dogs popping. You know what I'm saying? You're just moving, doing a lot of things behind the scenes. You got the vape thing popping. Tell them who you are and tell them how they can get out of contact with you so they can get at your products, brother.
Well, man, this is Michael Price. You know what I'm saying? You can get at me in my email, champfraps@gmail.com, or hit me on my Google voicemail, 724-568-7779. If you're looking for some juice, some vape juice, some vapeware, I got the dogs popping. I got a litter due in a couple of days. I do my photography. I got a few things I do. So if any of those appeal to you, get at me. Get with y'all.
Right. My cousin Mike Price on the check-in, people. And make sure you tell the people if they want a dog, man, don't come with that half-ass shit, man. You gotta have your money right, man. These dogs ain't no dogs you buying in the back alley off of somebody. These dogs is pristine. These dogs have papers. These dogs are the truth, people. I mean, I tried to get a cousin bill, people, and he told me I ain't gonna say the number. But it definitely was 2 months rent. But that's what it is when you're serious and you're focused about your business. You know what I mean? And that's what you do. You know what I mean? But I definitely. Bro, you with me, brother?
I'm still here.
Oh, man. Oh, you're right. I thought you probably would have hung up on me like, you know what, man? This nigga is doing too much. I thought we was going to be talking about, you know, how they flooding crack in the black community. Oh, I'm blacking out today, my nigga. I'm blacking out today.
Hey.
I told you. This is oh, my God.
We're running for a show. I'm sticking around.
Okay. This is oh, my God, what the fuck, part one. This is like, that was one of those situations. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Now I got to address the guys out there, man. You know what I mean? I got to address the fellas out there. You know what I'm saying? I got to address the fellas out there, man. Before I even get started, man, let me get a shot. I'm about to give you that work. Fellas, holla at me, man. I know there's some fellas out there. You just got to hit that one button, man. Y'all gotta holla at me, man. Y'all slacking on your mackin'. Y'all simping on your pimping. What the fuck are you doing out there, man? Now, at the end of the day, everybody knows me. Everybody knows Smoke Dog. I mean, at the end of the day, I find out in my perspective of my life and my vision, men to me in my world are more catty than women. You know what I'm saying? Like, men in my world be doing some catty shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't say names or anything like that because it's just isolated situations. But men in my world do some catty motherfucking shit. And when I mean catty, women know the talk I'm talking. It's this catty, ran. And at the end of the day, what we would call it, in real slang, we would call it bitch shit. A lot of men in my world be doing a lot of bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of bitch shit. And I have to talk about this. And no disrespect to any fella out there. And if you get offended, you know, it might apply to you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, I got the drink in my cup. I said, you know what? To have a good show today, I gotta put the drink in my cup. I gotta let the spirits flow. That's why they call it wines and spirits, people. Well, let's not go too deep with it today. We ain't getting too deep. We're keeping everything on the motherfucking surface today. Everything on the surface. We ain't, like I said, cousin. We gonna get to these local rappers, but we ain't going. We ain't gotta get too deep. We ain't gotta have people Google situations. I'm keeping it right here. Fellas, you gotta get your shit together. You have to get your, first of all, you gotta get your creep skills right. You gotta get your, like, respectfully pause button. You gotta get your mouth game right. What I mean by mouth game, I mean, like, if you messing with a girl, and y'all creeping, and she's in a situation, and you're in a situation, keep your motherfucking mouth shut. And also, totally, last thing, if you're in a creep situation with a female, and you know you ain't doing no goddamn good, do not, and I repeat, do not have no other girl calling, have your girl, your side bitch, your baby mom, the bitch you fucking on the side, the bitch that you fucked yesterday, or the bitch you trying to work on Facebook, or the bitch you trying to work on Instagram, do not have her trying to fucking call your bitches. keep your shit right, my nigga. Because a lot of women, I'm going to tell you like this. And a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, they know what it is. They know what it is. But you got to keep it respectable to them. They don't want to be getting no goddamn phone calls from your goddamn side bitches and your baby mom because you're irresponsible with your dumb ass not knowing how to cover your tracks. Because a lot of girls at this day and age, man, I ain't going to lie, man. I ain't going to say a lot of girls, but there's a pocket of women that's cool with, like, hey, man, basically what I just said at the beginning of the show, what I had established with this one girl, listen, we got a sexual relationship. I'm going to see you, you know, we're going to see each other at this marker of time and this and this and that. We're going to have fun, and we're not going to even, you know, it's not going to even be a problem. You know what I mean? It's not going to be nothing. But y'all cupcaking ass niggas, y'all be trying to be too goddamn selfish. And y'all want all the vagina. Y'all want it all. So you're willing to tell this girl that you ain't got, you know, I ain't got no girl. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. A lot of girls don't really even give a fuck. You know why? Because women are skinless. Women are scandalous. Find a girl that don't like another girl. I don't know a girl that hasn't met a girl that she does not like. Stir on that for a second. They don't give a fuck. But you're dumbass. You're dumbass up here not erasing messages and shit, getting all caught up. No girl wants another girl calling her phone about some dude that she's interested in. Keep your shit tight. And actually, real still, a lot of y'all cats ain't even really men. And I ain't going to say y'all ain't really men. I'm saying that, yo, you need to start keeping it funky with these girls. Straight laced, too, because y'all fucking up on that. Tell the girl, listen, like I said before, it's fucked up and it's taboo, but nobody wants to put it out there. Sometimes you just need to tell a person, let's just have a sexual relationship. You just have that chemistry, you just might want to have sex, but just know that you're not meant to be with each motherfucking other. But men, women, or more with that than what we think. I was just talking to my homeboy the other day. You know what I'm saying? And he seen me with a girl that, you know, not to make this about a me thing, but he seen me with a girl that, you know, he thought it was a, you know, pretty, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he basically said, how did you even, basically, I'll just put it in the short, like, how did you even get into space with her? And I said, you know what, man? A lot of pretty girls don't even get talked to, dude. Because these guys are intimidated. And you just don't never approach them and really just, you know, just try to be their friend or whatever have you. Or just approach them on your super gangster gorilla shit. Y'all put it on a better pedestal, but I digress. I'm digressing a little bit. Maybe we'll cover that. That's not something you need to worry about, cousin, because we got to talk about these local rappers. And I know you have something to say. I hope you're writing down things to get yourself prepared. But we're going to talk about these local rappers because I think that this is the new direction I'm going to as far as Up and Smoke Radio. And I just have to speak my mind, like, fuck notes and all that shit. And if y'all want to be educated, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to be educated. Y'all want to have real talk. And I just think that's what people want to have. It's real talk. I think that everybody out there can relate to what the fuck I'm talking about. You've been in situations. But let me beg you back to the fellas before I, you know, get into a thing to where I'm up here trying to educate people and shit. This is not an education show today, Russ. in the words of Stars, it's Ratchet Nigga Radio today. This is Ratchet Nigga Radio. And I mean, and shout out to the people who don't think I can bring the heat. I can bring the heat. It's just that's not what I want to do. I want to sit back and relax and have, like, real conversations and talk about, you know, the blood moon and how I think that something's going to happen September 23rd. You know what I'm saying? September 23rd. You know, we got the Day of Atonement coming up. But motherfucker, all that. We don't need to even talk about that. But I do want to, like, real quick. No, let me stay here. Let me stay here. But, fellas, you got to keep it. You got to keep it funky. You got to be brutally honest with people. And like, a lot of girls are with the same shit you on. But if you don't give them the heads up when you paint the picture and they out here keeping it respectable to you and you out here doing some other shit, they're going to get funky right back with you. And you're going to lose everything. And you could have had a good thing. You could have had two girlfriends. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? And actually, I'll let the people know right now. I was privy to something from a friend of mine, and this has nothing to do with my friend's conversation. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking to the fellas real quick. You know what I'm saying? And saying, get your shit right. You know what I mean? And to the ladies, I say like this. If you're into that situation, if you're in that situation and into that side chick, you know, you're willing to be the side chick, then play the side chick also. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. But at the end of the day, I would say to my ladies that it's done. That's done. You know, being a side chick should be done. It should be over. But, like, at the end of the day, fellas, real quick, keep your shit right, because a lot of ladies out here, they're willing to do it. You got to treat them right and keep it respectable. Don't nobody want no, like, look at yourself. Look at me. I just talked about my situation. I know nobody want no goddamn dude. I don't want no dude.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's background should have been fucked up. Is that you, Wes?
Yeah, that's what happens at work. Yeah, that's me.
All right, all right. Tell everybody I say, all right, all right, all right, too.
No, I'm on radio.
Yeah. Tell them you're live on radio. Tell them to call in the number if they want to listen to you. But fellas, keep it respectable, man. I mean, get your creep game up. Or maybe the fellas, that's what I said, a lot of fellas are, you know, catty just like women. Maybe the fellas are leaving their phones open so their side chicks can, or not their side chicks, excuse me, their main chicks can see these numbers so they can get a little attention and act like they the shit. I don't know how that works. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell everybody to this day, if I have two children, I'm a virgin. I don't like to tell my personal life. But, Wes, again,
yep.
y'all heard me, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Keep the shit straight. Keep your shit tight. Once again, this is Up for Smoke Radio. You know what I'm saying? If you're out there listening online, call in the number 213-943-1. I am going in today, people. This is Oh My God, What the Fuck, Part 1. Because, like, me being a guy that hangs out with women, and I just listen to some of the stories, like, this nigga's just slipping. What the fuck are you doing out here? I heard getting drunk and shit with your phone off, unlocked and shit. Like, when I just put it this way. I would never, ever want another guy. And I just told you, let me put this spotlight on me. Not to say the spotlight was on anybody. I'm just, you know, I just have a lot of girlfriends and men, and they can, I just hear their situation, you know what I'm saying? And they can just, you know, and I just like, yo, that's why I get the most advice, man. I get the best advice from women, my women friends, you know what I'm saying? They never, they, never ever steered me wrong. Everything that I've heard as far as has been right. Even, you know what I mean? But my thing is this. My thing is strictly this. Fellas, and I'll say it again, kick the shit right, man. Nobody wants to get that drama. Nobody wants that shit to be dirty. Just like, you know, I'll tell the ladies too, kick your shit right. And if, actually, for the ladies, certain ladies, this is an isolated situation. Well, my situation, isolated situation. You know what I mean? Isolated. Like, this is a chick that's trying to, like, act like she's probably trying to position, make it seem like I'm using me as a bargaining chip for her man. Like, hey, you better hurry up and get back with me because this guy, Smoke, wants to do it to me. And I'm like, nah, I'm not fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? But once again, when we get a caller, we go to the top. I think I know this is. You.
Yeah.
412 and then to 5277, you're on Up and Smoker Radio.
Long, long. You already know this is Long Loke.
Oh, Long Loke on the checking. Oh, you got something to chime in, or you just listening in? You want to chime in and on the conversation? Can you hit the one button?
I'm gonna put my 2 cents in here real quick. It's gonna be real short though. I'm gonna get back to work.
No, take your time, man, but, take your time.
You know, you want to stay on that same topic there, you know, How well, you were on many topics, but it all fell under one thing. What I'm gonna say is, this game. I'm gonna just call it a game. This game that's talked about being played. I'm gonna start off first by saying this is only for grown folks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh shit,
only grown.
Oh shit, no, can
you take you on? It's only for grown folks, you know. You can't be up here like be a little ass kid. It's that like for example, when I was in like the 8th grade, I had like 5 girlfriends. Like any nigga trying to do that, you're doing too much. Sit your ass down. You know what I'm saying? But it's really only for grown motherfuckers who know how to keep it 100 with each other, man. I know back when I was doing my thing, like not one female I fucked with on this dad did not know I had a girlfriend. Like I'm gonna keep it so 100. To cover my ass, and that way you're not gonna put me on blast later on talking about I didn't know you had a female. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do decide to do that stupid shit and blow both bar spots up, you look just as bad as I do. But I mean, that's not what it really comes down to. It just comes down to keeping it at being like I used to let females know, like, I got a shorty, blah blah blah. If you wanna do this, you can do it. If you don't, I ain't stressing it, keep it moving. And if a motherfucker decides to do it, then y'all cool from there. And that takes off so much stress. Like, you don't got to worry about hat and nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you don't hit their side bitch back,
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? You don't got to worry about that because if she trips, you can hit her back later. Like, you know I got a 40. And if you start catching feelings and getting on that extra shit, then we're going to have to let this go. Throw my smoky shit and start flipping strips on her, making her feel bad and shit. You feel me? So, yeah, man. I mean, it's just a grown. You gotta have an adult mind. It's definitely not for little kids trying to run around here boink and boink everything moving.
Like I said before, and I'm gonna keep you here real quick until your background noise is crazy. But like
My
I
bad.
Said before, it's, no, you, it ain't crazy yet. You know what I mean? Because it can. Because I know you're on the JOB once again. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Lon Luciano, you know what I mean, on the check-in. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, could you agree? You can, like, you just basically put it out there. You can pretty much do whatever you want to do. But could you agree that brothers, even though you know this, certain brothers would probably come to you and might say, "Yo, I laid down with that chick. I had relations with that chick." And you guys be like, "Yo, fuck you telling me for? Keep that shit on the low." You know what I'm saying? And also, don't make it dirty because you don't know what type of nigga I am. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think this might be a segue to where I have to get. I might save it for part two. Oh my God, you know, what the fuck, part two. I might have to give these niggas, these people, the listeners out there, the art of creeping. I have to show them how to creep. I must have to teach them people how to creep, because you don't know how to creep. You got your girl calling other women's phones. I have men just calling my phone at night.
Doing too much.
Bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck is this nigga calling me for?
He's doing entirely too much. Entirely too much. That's why I said it's for the adult. I'm not encouraging it. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I can't tell nobody how to do their thing. The best thing I can say is, if you're going to do it, just be responsible about it. As far as you're a motherfucker who's on the same page as you, so you're not staying shouted on Facebook looking like an asshole.
Oh, I got to say. You didn't say anything I didn't agree with. You know what I mean? You didn't say anything I didn't agree with, but thanks for the check-in. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to try to flow back into the conversation, because we've been going so hard. I only got like 10 minutes left on the show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man. My hold on. My bro that everybody says we look like my brother. Hey, maybe I'll talk about that next week, people. How we, you know what I'm saying, how we was in the club and everybody thought we was
how people, how people are low, how people are racist, how people are prejudiced, and they don't even know it.
My man, I put you on hold, bro. I'm long enough on the check and that's again. But like I said, fellas, get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of ladies, they up on game. They're up on game. They know what the fuck we're doing. Don't ever think that we're smarter than ladies. We're not. They are vicious creatures. They are vicious creatures. They know shit that we can't even figure out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give you an Eddie Murphy skit, and I'm going to tell you an Eddie Murphy skit. I'm going to tell you the difference between us and women. And, fellas, I don't give a fuck how sharp your game is. It's not sharper than women. You know what I'm saying? It's not. This is what women do. Okay, first of all, let me tell you what we do first as men. This is what we do. We get a girl. We find a little shooby-doo. You know what I'm saying? And we might get them, see them, you know what I'm saying, fuck them in the backseat of your homeboy's car, or go to your homeboy's house and, you know what I'm saying, and fuck them in his basement, fuck the chick in his basement or on the side of his house. Women do shit totally motherfucking different. They do it different. That shit is completely planned. It's laid out. They know what they're going to do. Women don't do what we do. Like, we would see, you might have, I know what your rebuttal is probably will be, but what about that bitch that fucked you in the backseat? Yeah, my bitch. But your bitch is not like that. Your woman is not like that. She's going to set up some old other shit. Oh, it's going to be a week planned. No, weeks and weeks, weeks planned. She's going to plan this shit out 6 weeks ahead on your ass. Yeah, baby, you know, me and the girls are going out. Yeah, we're all going out. We're gonna stay at Tasha's house. And you're dumbass thinking about how much pussy you can get while she's gone. You know what I'm saying? You're just up there just jigging, and she's somewhere in the goddamn Seven Springs somewhere. Having fun, riding horses, you know, doing all the fucking shit that you would never do with her. Up in some fucking hotel room with some goddamn log cabin with logs burning on the fire. She's up there fucking drinking hot cocoa. About to get fucked. And you're at, and we up here turning up with our own little ratchet bitch. It ain't really about shit. You know what I'm saying? But she got some. I'm just going too far, right? But she got some good pussy. And your girl was up there on some type of fucking bearskin rug, getting boinked from the back. You better watch yourself, fellas. These girls out here are vicious. They get even, and then on top of that, they'll get even with you. Fuck running. She come back whistling and shit, had a good time. You're like, hey, what's up, babe? You give her that forehead kiss. She can't give the women. Man, we're dumb. Women can play that shit off so cool and smooth. You know what I mean? It's so cool. She come back whistling. Hey, babe, and you done fucked the same bitch you been fucking on the side. She done got some new nigga that is totally not you, completely opposite. This nigga likes to do everything you do not like to do. Hey, babe, you want to have a fire and make s'mores? Yeah, he's all for it. Everything you don't want to do, he wants to do. I'm telling you, fellas, you better watch. You just definitely got to watch it. These girls are more advanced. We think that we are smart. We are not. We are dummies. We are primitive. We only think about, basically, let's be clear. Men, our sole purpose in life is to conquer as much pussy as we can. Women move a little bit differently. Women are the fucking, listen, okay, let me, guys, fucking stop. You don't run nothing, okay? Women run the planet. The reason why you're dressed up and looking like a half a faggot in your little skinny jeans and shit is because women like it.
No.
No. Oh, I'm on fire tonight. I told you I'm on fire tonight. While you're sitting up here popping the fucking champagne. Hold that thought about that champagne bottle. The champagne bottle that's warm as fuck that you have in your hand is because you're trying to attract women. Only while your dumbass gets a haircut and all that shit and get extra fly at night, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And smoke the goody good and you got 20-inch rims and shit like that because you're trying to attract women to your penis. Men, we're stupid. Only thing we want to do is just fuck. Let's just be clear. Our job is we're just breeders. Only thing we want to do is slay new pussy. That is our mission in life. And women understand that. And they play us. And you know what I'm saying? They understand that's what you want. Quit thinking you're smarter than the woman. She's playing you. She's playing you. You want to chime in, cousin, or can I just keep on going? Are you enjoying the show? Is this a good show?
Yeah, I'm listening today. God damn.
Oh, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is motherfucking Smoke Dog Unchained. Like, I talked to people behind the scenes, and they said, you know what, Smoke, fuck all that fucking topical shit. You know, all that positive black shit. Just tell the people how you feel. I said, fuck it, I will. That's what you want. That's easy work. That's easy work. And to the people out there, you know what I'm saying, to think I'm not being real. Hey, Wes, you've been around me before. Am I talking some shit that you've never heard out of my mouth? Am I keeping it real? Look at me. I'm all out of breath. Am I keeping it real?
Yeah. This is Smoke.
You heard me, Papa.
If y'all ain't know Smoke, you do now.
Applaud him. this is the new direction I'm going to, people. Like, I said, you know what? They don't want to talk. All right, you still want to hear nothing? I looked at the educated people on Facebook, and I said, you know what? Maybe they want to talk some real talk. You know what I mean? And shout out to you and Bruce. You know what I'm saying? Because you just walk the walk and you just talk the talk. You know what I'm saying? Just talk the talk. You know? Just talk the talk. But at the end of the day, I try to get these intellectuals on this show. You know what I mean? We like what they say. Not to say that we're calling anybody out or disrespecting anybody's movement or doing anything like that. I set this platform up because I didn't want to argue with people over Facebook. You know what I mean? Meaning that we can have some type of dialogue when we're on the phone. Look at everybody that called in. Like, we can't say, like, everybody. Look at the callers that called in, though. Shout out to my man, Long Lope, my cousin, Mizzy P. They were articulate. You know what I mean? They got their points across. You know what I mean? But look how many, I'm going to put this on you. Look how many private debates you get in on Facebook, and you just want to have a conversation with the person. 3 second rule, cousin. I'm talking the mic to you. It's time for you to be a co-host now.
Alrighty.
Like, have you ever gotten to a debate on the phone via text message, and you just said, you know what, just call me, and this could be completely squashed because there's one thing you can't do, people. You can't text emotion. And you know what I'm saying? This ain't about ratings. This is about, that's what I'm gonna start doing, and I suggest you do it. You say, hey man, you sometimes you'll call me and say, hey, what's the topic for the show today? And sometimes I don't even have a topic. Sometimes I might just go through people's Facebook feed. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, okay, that was real intelligent. I need to have half an hour conversation. Now, sometimes I don't expect people to call, but that's what you said. So I'm like, yeah, we're about to have a call, you know, call in. And I'm not going to call anybody fake. I'm not going to call anybody anything, you know what I'm saying, out their name. But this is what this show was started about. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got a point, call in. We see that people ain't got no points. We see we can, like, not even like it's a debate situation, but a lot of content you might see, and you might say, like, yeah, you might even reference it. And I do. I know I do a lot. So, yeah, like on Facebook, and you see a lot of people, they talk to ism, but they would not hit that one button. They will not do it because they're not, and this is going back to the attention thing on how it all started off in the thing. It's like people are not like that. You know what I'm saying? They're not, like, a lot of people are not like that. You know? They're not, you know. They're not like that.
And like I said on a previous show, it's because they can't formulate conversation.
Exactly. It's all text. So have you ever had been in a position with a person, and there's a lot of people, I'll say to them, and it's almost like it's offensive. And believe me, I will not say any names. And no shots to these people. I'm not taking shots at these people. And hopefully we can do business. But, I mean, when I text a person and you've got these texts from me, call me when you get a second. Right? You know what I mean? We're supposed to be talking about something. I don't want to text you. Things will get lost in translation. Just call me when you get a second.
Exactly. And then people might misread it and try to flip it some whole other way. No. That's not how I meant it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Or you got to do the LOL, but like I said, we're going to power through. Like, that's so crazy. That's crazy, dude. That's how much time is left in the show.
We down to the last few minutes, ain't we?
7 minutes. And that's what I said. We're going to have a part two. And we'll definitely discuss the local rapper situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that you really didn't get a chance because, like I said before, man, shout out to the people out there still listening and all that, and everybody. Shout out to my cousin, Rojo the Inferno. Always he'll faithfully riding shotgun with me, but It's not that I shut his mic off because I never muted him one time. He was here with me the whole time, but he just chose to be a listener today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this definitely was something just worth listening to.
He just chose to be a listener today. But I do got something real quick, and we could go in overdrive because we do got people out there listening. So before anything fucks up, I am going to play the Crush Remington featuring Rojo the Inferno record. Tell them how to listen to this record real quick, Rojo. YouTube, Facebook, tell them real quick. From the album, give them the whole rundown.
All right. You can find it on my Facebook page, Rojo Inferno. You can find it on the Medieval Records page, MID Evil Records. That's also on Facebook. You can find our YouTube page, which is Medieval Records, MID Evil. And it'll be the first video that pops up since it's one of the newest joints we have out.
Okay.
Oh, and on another note, I am finally back to working on my album. I got a new song that I'm working on today. I don't have a release date for the album yet because I'm approaching this with a whole different mindset. I want every song to be crisp and on point. I ain't coming with no bullshit.
I tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie. I would like to produce a record for that CD. If it's not wrapped up yet and you don't have your vision for it, how about this? I would like to submit a record and
work.
See if you can, you know what I'm saying? I would like to submit a record. I would like to get my producer hat on and try to take you out your element a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And just to see what happens, you know what I mean?
I'm definitely for that.
That's what's up. And I mean, and at the end of the day, further ado, you know what I'm saying? This is the Crush Remington featuring Rojo the Inferno. He gave you everything. The co-host of the show, I guess Bruce Jackson put in his 30-day notice. Shout out to Bruce Jackson on a video shoot. And we're going to get into this song real quick, people. Let's get into it right now. Crush Remington, Pittsburgh Zoo, featuring Rojo the Inferno.
Is where the cannons will blow. Simple survivals of the scandal go. This where the animals roam. You gotta sound and try to slander us though. Till they move here a few years to find out we some animals, bro. We live in the home of the thieves, the land of the pros, where the coke is distributed in the hammers of chrome. Keep your food close to you, don't let the animals know. These lion tigers, hyenas will eat your hand through a bone. And they can smell it if you handle it dough. Some of these weasels will see you and snitch to the animal handlers, yo. Environment is violent, you'll get murked, so watch who you step, sir. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Zoo, home of the pirates and stealers, hustlers, riders, and killers in the Pittsburgh Zoo. You can die if you're thrilling on the lions, tigers, gorillas in the Pittsburgh Zoo, home of the pirates and stealers, hustlers, riders, and killers in the Pittsburgh Zoo. You can die if you're thrilling on the lions, tigers, gorillas. By your lion's mandibles, stand away from the cage. Do not feed the animals nothing. I see a future ass niggas bluffing. He ain't have his herb beside him. Baboon snuck behind him and snuffed him. Cats gather on a strip and hold drugs. They'll bite you in cold blood. They'll even eat their own cubs. My habitat, it's a giant rabbit trap with no love. Where apes and anacondas hit the corner, it won't budge. The conquered jungle where animals roam free. They hold heat like scorpions, stingers, and don't sleep. They smell fear. You can't afford to get cold feet. Be killed, so show teeth if you don't eat. It's another world. I paint the picture like Andy Warhol. I'll show you the ecosystem ran by these filthy warhogs and pigs. This wild environment is violent. You'll get burnt. I'm an animal expert. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Zoo, home of the pirates and stealers, hustlers, riders, and
jungle where they bang what they see. Living with gorillas that don't hang from the tree. Even caught the lion slipping, he became what they eat. Now the jungle ruler turned into remains on their teeth. The predators is lurking, you ain't saying where you sleep. Cause them hyenas hungry, they ain't changed in some weeks. So they taking off your watches and your chains if you sleep. So watch the serpents in the grass and keep that thing in the streets. While the vultures waiting, a big one was slain for a feast. Chewing on decayed flesh and got your brains on their feet. Nothing but apes and coons and baboons. Bunch of turd slingers and chains of rap dudes. Locked in the zoo with gangs and tattoos. Living with primal rage and acting like that's cool. My environment is violent, now you can get murked and tore to your flesh squirt. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Zoo.
Home of the pirates and stealers. Hustlers, riders, and killers in the Pittsburgh Zoo. You can die if you're thrilling on the lions, tigers, gorillas in the Pittsburgh Zoo. Home of the pirates and stealers. Hustlers, riders, and killers in the Pittsburgh Zoo.
That was my homie, Crush Remington, Pittsburgh Zoo, featuring our co-host, Rojo the Inferno. Hey, man, real quick, we're in overdrive. You was in a zone on that, man. How were you feeling when you went ahead and with a legend? I would say a legend, and I mean a legend, man, because Crush is the type of guy who'll come out with a record and he disappears, and he comes out with a record, disappears. So, I mean, how did you even get the tap? I mean, besides just being label mates, how do you even get the tap on a Crush Money record, man? Because Crush, not to say he don't fuck with you and, you know, your skills ain't out of eye with him, but that guy is so elusive. How did that happen, cousin?
Well, because we usually be in the studio together. Like, he was in the studio working on his Pittsburgh Piracy mixtape. I happened to show up, and then he was like, yo, I want you to get a verse on this. I'm like, let me hear it. Okay, I'm listening. Bong. Enough said. And that's when I started constructing my verse.
Man, I'm giving it to you again, man, because I mean, that's something that definitely on my bucket list. You know what I mean? Actually, just, you know, I don't want to give out my bucket list, but that's one. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know. I don't want to tell people. Like, I got a mixtape coming out, and I'm on it, and I'm hosting it, but I'm not rapping on it. You know, that's Up in Smoke Radio, volume one, you know what I'm saying? .. That's what it is. This is the title. You know what I mean? You know how I do. Up in Smoke Radio, volume 1, .. This is what I'm listening to these days. You know what I'm saying? And I got my medieval family that's always showed me love, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Medieval Records, Reno Shabane Rojo. I mean, everybody down there doing their thing. I mean, the roster always, and no disrespect to nobody, the roster always changes. You know what I mean? There's always somebody getting added down there. And I can say, you know what I mean? There's always like I said, it's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? There's always a new artist. These guys are always down there working with new artists. And Crush Remington is a day one guy. I mean, I don't even look like I can't speak for the, you know, y'all business or what was going on, but Crush Remington is a guy that you don't sign. You can only be a partner with. You can only be a partner with that dude. You know what I mean? I mean, he He stood the test of time, and I mean, there's a lot of MCs out here, and that's the whole thing right now. We're on overdrive mode, and shout out to people that are still listening, because the show been over, and the show been over for like you know right after 2 minutes after the song ended, the show ended, the official show ended. If you're listening to on the internet, it's over for them, so we ain't even talking to people on the internet, but to their callers, but. I don't want to waste content. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna give y'all a glimpse of next week what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about some local rappers. We're gonna not personally. We're gonna just talk about the state of local rap and what we feel the direction it needs to go to. And you know, like I said, me and the host, we're objective and we don't always agree. And especially me being a guy that's on the sideline is basically a fan, respectfully, no, not a fan, because a fan is a fanatic, a supporter of local rap music, and I want to see all the guys succeed and fulfill their dreams and everything like that, but I have some suggestions. And now that I don't rap and I don't do anything, yeah, I have a mixtape coming out, Up and Smoke Radio. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely coming. You know what I'm saying? And but I'm not on it. It's all about guys that I listen to and guys that I support. So it's not actually a Smoke Dog CD. So I'm not making music. So you can't sit back and call me a hater if I'm being objective on a lot of things as a supporter, because as a supporter, you got to understand if I put this in, even though I don't eat fast food, but I'll put this in a fast food perspective for the people that are still sticking around. It's like this. If I eat your burger from fast food and I can say, you know what, if you would put some, I don't know, we're just speaking hypothetically, and some people might think it's nasty, but this is the first thing that came to my mind. So we're just if you have a burger, it might be good. But I might say, you know what, add some seasoned salt to it. You know what I mean? And then make it a little bit better. That doesn't make me a hater. It's just making it seem, I just want your brand to get better. You know what I mean? And plus, you cannot look at me as competition, because I'm not making music. You know, I don't have a CD out, so you can't look at me like, oh, this nigga just hating, or excuse me, because I'm no nigga, the brother just hating, because he's trying to hate on me because of my product or what's coming out, you know what I'm saying? So next week, we'll get into that. And I would like to thank everybody listening to this shit. This is Up and Smoke, and my people show me to sound more confident and don't give a fuck, because I plug everybody's shit except my shit. So I am going to plug myself. Up and Smoke Radio, you know what I'm saying? Blog Talk Radio. Obviously, you're listening to it now. Holla at me on Twitter, SmokeTheDog1. And holla at me on Instagram, Graham, Smoke for Mayor. You know what I'm saying? Even though it sounds corny, but I got to do what I got to do to get the reach of people, because I got a lot of shit to say. My people's got a lot of shit to say. Shout out to Rojo. Shout out to Bruce Jackson, who's not here right now. He's estranged from the show.
Still find his
Bruce
way
Jackson.
Back.
Bruce Jackson is treating us like a baby dad right now.
Oh, damn. He said he all went to buy cigarettes and never came back.
It's all right. You know, he can always catch the replay. And make sure you go ahead and check out and like the Josh Battle League. Like, if you're on Facebook, look me up on Facebook at Smoke the Dog. You know what I mean? The like page. And thanks for tuning in. And we're gonna sign off. You know what I'm saying? Up and Smoke Radio. Thanks for tuning in, Rojo. Like I said before, hold on. I'm not trying to put my cousin on blast here, But like I said before, man, I get these dudes platforms. You know what I'm saying? I get the brother a platform. If he wants to talk, he can talk. You know what I mean? But he'll call me up and ask me what we mean, so I'll give him something. But I'm not. I never muzzle him. He wrote. I did, never muted his mic. He's really shotgun with me the whole time. So I never muzzle them because they want to hear more from you guys, man. Bro, that's what I say. Man, whatever you feel like, I can't. This is behind-the-scenes stuff. Okay, Upper Smoke Radio, thanks for listening. Rojo, I'll call you tomorrow. Cousin, be cool. Everybody, thanks for listening in. Now, actually, I'll go ahead and end it off with this. All right, Upper Smoke Radio. Peace out, cousin.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the ball. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on one plus 21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't leave the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we
Let
clone.
That bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic, the young prophet Muhammad. And I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration, the whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be a boss, nigga. I paid the wage, a master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir, I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he up. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.